Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chasing Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottling in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's
about to
start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a soda.
And where we'll end up, I don't know.
polishing up our actions. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Moving, yeah, I know. Moving, control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Talk about You know what we're about to do is welcome you to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Shaky Man, Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're right out in the middle of Ohio doing this show tonight. And I'm keeping it black, I'm keeping it strong, but by all means, we have found a way to keep it revolutionary. And as we push the button for revolution, all of you should be right in line. You should fall in line for your black revolution. Of course, we are the cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and he left a legacy in place of freedom fighting and going against the opposition, picking a Nat Turner position or against the goddamn enemy. So we're here tonight just giving you a brief show, and we're getting right out to this Tulsa, Oklahoma, and just shake it up and down. This crack has never been shook like this. Got formations coming from all over to join us in Tulsa. Drop a few press conferences on the way and just doing what we have to do to keep it revolutionary. We are, again, in that leadership of the Attorney General, the mentor and the guide to black revolution at this hour, including with the book of Khalid, the Dr. and Attorney General Malik Zulu Shabazz. And, of course, we have that leadership of our beloved brother and National Chairman Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, and he put in 7 years of strong leadership to bring us to where we are today. And we're fighting for black revolution as the only solution to the problems that are plaguing black people, local, national, and the international affairs. And we say whose land? We say our land. How do we free the land at this hour for black power? And what is the future relationship with the black community and the powers in the American corporation? We want to hear from you tonight. And, well, I've got my co-host out there, and I'm going to just nominate me a co-host and pull up me some. Battle Creek, Michigan is out there on the front line. We're going to bring up, you want to hear from this brother with some strong revolutionary words from that Midwest all the way out to the Central Unit. In Battle Creek, we got our beloved brother, Dennis Knowles, lighting that fire up all over. So we're going to bring you to the top of the key, Brother Dennis, and talk black and talk revolutionary tonight. Black power?
Black power, my brothers and sisters. Black power, Brother Akbar. You are truly a strong warrior, a general on the front lines, because everywhere you go, you spark the fire. You asked about the corporations. You asked about our relationship with legislators and senators, and there is no relationship. I was early on in another meeting where people still want to do the same old things and expect different results. And we have a bad habit of thinking that if we continue to march or we continue to protest or we continue to this, that, and the other, that we will get some changes. And they never change. The beast will never change its ideology or its DNA. We're in a mark of the time of revolution, people. This is no more time to be talking. That beast is not talking with us. He's killing us. Those beasts are coming in. They're taking over lands. For an example, in this case, some indigenous land. They've already wiped out more indigenous people than will ever be rejuvenated in this land. Now, you know, if they wipe out the indigenous people, there is no love for you or me. If they can wipe them out without having a heart or a conscience or a mindset, I'll say they have a mindset. Let me take that back. They got a mindset taking everything from any and everybody without any care, without any concern, without a heart. And then they publish these orders and doctrines that basically keep people in chains and in slavery. Aren't we tired of being slaves? Are we not yet tired of being slaves? I'll say that we have to do a good neighbor policy amongst one another, no matter what we may think about each other. You know, it's sad that we are a people who would submit to a doctrine of slavery continuously and perpetually. You know, when you look at what our young people, our youth have to face, if we don't do what we need to do right now in the revolution, it's no more time to be talking. Our kids will be destroyed. We will have no future. If we don't begin to take the steps that were mandated by the elders like Marcus Garvey or Malcolm X, if we don't begin to present ourselves in that fashion, and we keep on thinking that, well, if we do this, massa, say he's going to give us a bone, or some of us would sell the rest of us out. Well, we need to get rid of sellout. We need to get rid of any enemy. Revolution is not a game. Revolution is bloodshed. It's bloody. And I don't think that in my heart, at 67 years old, trying all those remedies that I just talked about, going along, hoping and wishing, I've done all of that too, pleading and begging, I've done that too, that this beast is going to change. The beast will never change. Right now, Mitch McConnell has mandated a 1619 project where they're wiping out the history of slavery, and they still want to paint us as being happy and jubilant being slaves. We're not a happy or jubilant people. And if we sit back, I wake up every day in misery, being black in America. I wake up every day hating the fact that I got to live through another day on this beast land where these beast store owners, where these beasts that if I walked on the corner, I don't own the store. I don't own the company that makes the shoes. I don't own the company that makes the shoestring. If we don't think of the fact that we need a revolution, and revolution again is bloody, then we have failed my mayor. We have failed all of those political prisoners. We have failed anyone that fought. As a matter of fact, we don't have the privilege to walk to Mamiya and give Mamiya a hug. If you're not willing to stand for revolution, if you're not willing to take it to the streets, if you the white man, the system, you kiss your ass and mean kiss your ass, then you're not ready. We're not a ready people. We're ready to continuously bend over and take it. We're ready to continuously bend over and do what the white man says, which is talk about each other, let anything happen to each other. Matter of fact, we got more guts to hurt one another than we do any white man that walks the streets. Oh, he's all right when they come in the neighborhood. Oh, he's straight up. You're a damn fool. That's your enemy. And anybody that would take in an enemy like and say that that's a friend, that's an enemy too. That's an enemy too. Right now, we got our kids down by police. Man, it hurts me so bad. Every day you turn on the news, another black person murdered by police. Another black person castigated. These things are happening right before our very eyes in 2021. And we still want to sit back and say, wait on the Lord. Jesus saves. We still want to sit back and say, you know, they promised us. How foolish do we stay or remain? We're not being a good presenter to our family. Matter of fact, we're not even being a good steward to any community that we live in if we continuously go along to get along. This is no more time. We're in the heat of a war, and the war is bloody. I love my new Black Panther Party members that are standing up, learning self-defense, picking up the gun. This is what it's all about. And I know you crackers are listening, but we mean business. You don't love us. When I go into court, I'm not in a court of love. I'm in a court of white supremacy. When I get attacked by a cracker cop, I'm not being attacked by someone who loves me. I'm being attacked by a devil. When I walk up in a crowd of crackers that look at me like I'm some inhuman, when they are really the beast, I'm not being loved by that crowd. That crowd want to kill me. We got to learn to love one another, and we got a war to fight, and no more begging. No legislation would do it for us. No policy would do it for us. They never intended it to be that way, and they never will intend for it to be that way. They don't want to share with you and me. They don't want to share. They kill off the indigenous people, and they will kill you and me as sure as I'm standing on my floor or on a floor that I'm renting. I'm renting a floor from a crack. You got me? Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black. Thank you. Brother Dennis knows it. Man, if you put that black drop out, excellent. And, man, you've been blessed to open up and drop it like it's hot right in front of our attorney general. I mean, this brother is the guide and the guidepost, the light, and the writer of the book is called The Book of Khalid, a strong book on black revolution and how we should assimilate and how we are to fight a vicious beast at this hour. As our co-host gave it to you, Dennis Knowles, straight out of Michigan, and dropping it like it's hot. But I want to welcome to the airways my beloved brother and my partner in rolling with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, our beloved brother and Attorney General Malik Zulu Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum and black power, brother. Black power.
Black power.
Wa alaikum salam and black power to you and to all of those who are in the radio listening audience here on Black Power Radio, which I think is in its 11th year since we founded this radio station. And we are here on a very important night. I have just a couple of words here to the listening audience. And so I want to thank Imam Akbar Bilal, the host of Black Power Radio, Sheikh Akbar, the national spokesman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense throughout the bounds and the hills of North America. And I say black power to you all who are listening. And I just have a couple of brief words before I turn it back over to him. But I want to say on this day, May 10th, 2021, that it is a very important time for this organization. It's every week it gets more important, and this is a very important time, a very important week, a very important month, and certainly this probably is the most important year in the recent history of the New Black Panther Party and the Black Power Movement. It's the most important year and the Black Power Movement in years because of the possibilities of what could occur. What could occur is what should have been occurring for decades but has not occurred. And now we're on the verge of manifesting some progress that has been unprecedented before this time. Okay, so it's very important that everybody who's listening, if you're a leader, if you're an officer, if you're whoever you are, understand how great and important the time is in terms of the liberation struggle of black people. It's a liberation struggle that has to go somewhere. It doesn't meander along and just stumble along. It has goals. It has timetables. And it has those that are setting the goals and setting the timetables. That's what leadership does. Leadership sets goals, objectives, and timetables, and then proceeds to organize, to help, to serve, to labor, to lead, teach, guide the organization and the movement towards those important goals and timetables and objectives. What time is it? It is the time of the black world's rise and the white world's demise. It is the time of the black world's rise and the white world's demise. It is the time of the end and the destruction of white world supremacy. And it is time for black people to manifest black power in all of its greatest forms, a separate land and territory of our own as our ultimate goal. So everything that we talk about underneath, every trip that we make, every move that we make, every tactic that we employ, we must clearly understand that we're always at all times driving towards the ultimate goals. And these ultimate goals are not small goals. We are in the time of prophecy, and it is the time of the black world's rise and the white world's demise. The white man is not just a devil. The white man is the devil. Khalid Muhammad teaches and Elijah Muhammad teaches before him. They teach us he was born a devil and he will die a devil, and that his world has 6,000 years to rule. 6,000 years. And as the Bible says, 6 days shall thy labor, old man, and then you will be put to rest. The old world of white racism, white supremacy, colonialism, imperialism, white domination is coming to an end. The white man's world is coming to an end. And your rise is scheduled. It's already past scheduled. Been on the scheduling book. Been a stop along the route that you were supposed to get on. And you didn't get all the way on the first time. The ride is coming back again. Because the prophecy is still intact, even though you have not fulfilled your part. The destruction of white world supremacy is always at hand. These are the big things you and I got to think about. We got to think about these big things and big goals and objectives every day when we get up and get ready to text that text. When we get ready to get up and we get ready to post that post on Facebook. When we get up and we get ready to think that thought, to say that word, to engage in whatever kind of mindset we are to engage in, we must understand these are. Our priorities are big. They're not small, petty-minded, narrow-minded, nigger-minded, pebble-minded, small-minded things that you and I as revolutionaries must engage in on a daily basis. We must look at the big picture. We must look at the big objectives on the battlefield. And if you can't look and see the objectives on the battlefield, then it'll be my job to help you to see. It'll be my job to help you to understand the big picture of the revolution of black people that is taking place around the 2,000 by 3,000 square miles of the bounds of North America. We are coming up on Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 28th through May 30th, where all of the top black nationalists, black power, black liberation leaders will be meeting. We're talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the 100-year centennial of the Black Wall Street Massacre, where the white man, cold, blue-eyed devil, skunk, and dog, viciously robbed and raped and brutalized our people in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hold up, black man.
And wiped out the black economy. Wiped out the black businessman. Wiped out the black farmer. Wiped out the black oil man. Wiped out the black petrol man. Wiped out that black woman with her cleaning company, her clothing company, wiped out the genius of the black man and woman who had been starved and suffocated under Jim Crow. The white man didn't want us around. The white man had his night riders and rode in the night, and he was used to lynching Negroes, and he didn't want to be with us, and God damn it, we didn't want to be with him. And we built a territory and a nation of our own, and it was called Black Wall Street in the Greenwood District. When you're getting ready to tear into the backside of your brother and your sister right here in 2021, when you wake up like a cat on the prowl ready to chew into the ass of your fellow Black Panther brother and sister, remember the suffering of Black Wall Street. Remember those black babies and black mothers who were burnt out and pushed out of their homeland in a new trail of tears, never to be seen again. Remember that when you start acting like a nigga out here in the goddamn hells of America in 2021. Remember the ancestors. You got to remember the big picture at all times. Otherwise, we'll be small-minded, pebble-minded, feeble-minded, infantile, juvenile, bootlicking, buck-dancing, handkerchief-head, bamboozling niggas wearing a military red, black, and green uniform, suited and booted, but will be nothing more than the white man's nigga in a goddamn Black Panther uniform. Black power? While you're squabbling and goddamn fussing over goddamn nothing, you forgot that the white man is the devil. While you were squabbling and fussing over nothing, you forgot that the world is watching you. You forgot that old no good gay Edgar Hoover said that the enemy, that his number one concern was black nationalism. You forgot that he said that his number one objective, J. Edgar Hoover and the counterintelligence program of the United States government, said his number one objective, number one, put the mute on that phone, brother Shake, please, that the number one objective of the FBI and the counterintelligence program is to prevent the coalition of black nationalist organizations, potential Mau Mau, that he feared. You forgot that old gay Edgar said that. You forgot that his main objective was to prevent anybody that holds on to that red, black, and green from coming together. That's your enemy talking. That's the one you forgot about. That's the white man talking. That's the one you forgot about. As we sit down here on these little local, goddamn local, playground, round the block, round the corner, kindergarten, juvenile, squabbles, you forgot that your enemy is from the goddamn high above, and your enemy from the FBI says his objective is to keep all you niggas fighting each other. He says he would use in his counterintelligence program, he would use dirty tricks. He used poison pen letters. He would use rumor and mistrust and innuendo from leader against other leader. He said he would keep one Black Panther against the fighting to kill another Black Panther. He said he would keep one black nationalist calling another black nationalist a cultural nationalist or a pork chop nationalist. Another one said that he was a superior revolutionary. And another one said he's supreme over all revolutionaries. You forget that this is the white man's policy. And what I'm trying to get across to you in these simple words tonight is when every act we take, as we say, every step we make, every move we make, is your action really what is good for African people and black people liberation? Is it for black unity? Or would your action be applauded by the white man and his counterintelligence program? That's all you got to measure your action. Whatever you finna do every day, so is what I'm about to do helping this white man, applauded by this white man, or is it going against what this white man is doing? Now, every single day out here, your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal and the Chief of Staff, Dr. Shimonda Owens, and National Minister of Defense, Captain Darrell Hawkins, your hard-driving and trusted leadership, and many others who are working with us on a daily basis. We're working out here to counter the counterintelligence program of the U.S. government. The white man is well aware of it. He's on my phone. He's on Akbar's phone. And this white man is afraid because he says these niggas is getting it together. These ones right here, they know about countering the counterintelligence program of the U.S. government. They're making all the moves that they are not supposed to make. And we're doing all the things that the enemy and the white man uses to all of the moves that he wants us to make, we're going exact opposite, and I'm going exact opposite. And I'm blessed by God in this hour to have the full cooperation, the full support, and the partnership of some great brothers and sisters here in this leadership and around this country. And I'm asking you all to mature up and man up, and let's make sense out of this, and let's try to win. For once in our lives, let's try to win. We are organizing a united coalition of all the new Black Panthers, damn near all of them. Maybe not every single one of them, because there's some fools that we ain't fooling with, not right now at least, for good reason. But it's many Black Panthers and those who carry this patch and carry this Panther that we're talking to in this hour, and they are talking about coming home. And when they talk about coming home, I have to let you know that a homecoming amongst new Black Panthers is paramount business in my mindset. It's paramount business to me, and it's paramount business to the leadership here, and it's paramount to Khalid Muhammad. It's paramount to God Almighty, because it's paramount in prophecy. Panther that was split apart, and that the tribes that was split apart, split us into sects and parties and tribes, that we would come back together and that we would be united. That's prophetic. And when it's prophetic, it's above all things and all action. It means it takes precedence or priority to whatever action you must take. You have to look, once again, we're talking about tonight, looking at the big picture and what we do. And we have to humble ourselves, and something's going on here that is bigger than ourselves. When you see the new Black Panther Party coming together like this, and you see the Huey P. Newton Gun Club and us working on a close level, almost brothers, damn near like we're in the same formation, you're witnessing a certain kind of history in the making. When you see a Huey P. Newton Gun Club raise up and train this many black people to defend themselves all over America, and train like that all over America, and set a precedent for now 7 years in a row, and you see them not be at odds and at enmity with their cousins, their brethren, maybe even their mothering or fathering, the new Black Panther Party. And when you see Malik Zulu Shabazz and Babu Omowale and Brother Nick Bezel and Elmer Geronimo Pratt Gun Club and Fred Hampton Gun Club, Brother Talib Batunde, and you see us lining up, all of us in a united front, you're supposed to conform your behavior right away when you see such divine occurrences occurring in America. When you even hear that that's happening, that all of these groups and soldiers and generals is coming together and they're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they're talking about doing this, and they're talking about doing that, and they're working together in harmony, the leadership working together in perfect harmony. You're supposed to step tight to the tune. You're supposed to step right to the goddamn tune. You ain't never supposed to be looking goofy and straggly and falling all out of the goddamn line and arguing and punking out and throwing a goddamn temper tantrum or none of that shit that we see out here sometimes throughout America. Real talk. When you see your leadership got it together, your leadership is class leadership. Your leadership is respected by organizations and groups all over America and all over the planet. your leadership is respected in the goddamn courtrooms and the city halls and the goddamn governor's mansion. Real talk, man. And we want y'all to, y'all have to carry suit in this hour, because to carry suit in this hour is to counter the counterintelligence program of the wicked United States government plot to destroy and dismantle black nationalist organizations. We are countering it, and you can't counter what we're doing while we're countering it. We're countering division. We're countering black-on-black enmity. We're countering gossiping and backbiting, countering stupid shit, countering dumb shit. We countering this. And you got to be in tune and in step with the war unless you become the black nationalist tool of the white man. Because there's been many black nationalist tools of the white man over the years. And they just thought they was as radical and right and revolutionary as they could be. But they were not right. They were not right. Because the time and what must be done. The time is the time. You got to look at the leadership here and what's going on here. You got a united front of generals. Got a united front of leadership. You got some of the best now out here in America coming together and talking about coming together as brothers and sisters, mutually respecting each other. We're talking about ending that old mentality of somebody trying to reign and rule over somebody like a slave master. Everybody wants somebody to be under them. Oh, this is a new way of going about things that we are carrying forth right now and being very successful. And so we are asking you for your cooperation. That's all we're here to say. We're asking your cooperation in countering the counterintelligence program of the United States government by looking at the big picture, keeping your eyes on the big prize, keeping your eyes on the big prize. We all got to get to the centennial of Black Wall Street. Conversation should be about every day. How many men and how many soldiers can I get to Tulsa? Huh? How many goddamn vans and trucks can I get to Tulsa? How can I get the right equipment and be qualified for the right equipment so I can get to Tulsa? How can I get to the range so I can get my hours in and practice no matter where I am in the hills of America so I can be prepared to meet the self-defense obligations of even being a goddamn black nationalist in Tulsa? How many can I reach? How many can I get on the internet and recruit? How many can I get on there and find? How many souls can I save? Huh? How many dead can I raise? How many fish can I fish out of the sea? That's the kind of mentality of people we looking to work with, not on the goddamn internet just saying any goddamn thing. We got to save lives out here, man. We're doing this to save lives, to try to save our nation and save our process, okay? Okay, so that's just my message for this evening. This is Black Unity Week. This is Black Unity Week, and we want acts of black unity towards our brothers and our sisters everywhere around the country, you know, towards our black brothers and sisters. We're not asking you to give any kind of freedom, friendly greeting or nothing to any blue-eyed devil anywhere in the bounds of North America or anywhere on the planet Earth. The white man is not our brother and not our sister and not our friend. But every black man and black woman potentially is, and especially all of those who are claiming now Black Panther, claiming the red, black, and green, claiming the legacy of Khalid Muhammad, the Honorable Hashim Nzinga, Malcolm X, and all of the greats. We have to build this black nationalist united front. We have to build the black power movement everywhere. We want everybody, they look over here, they say, damn, they don't know what's going on over here. We want them to look over here and don't know what differences we got. We want the white man, when he's tapping in on these goddamn messengers and tapping in on these Facebooks, to say, God damn, what the hell is wrong with the new Black Panther Party? These niggas ain't fighting no more. What the hell is wrong with the goddamn new Black Panther Party? These niggas ain't talking about killing each other. What the hell is wrong with these new Black Panther Party? They are patching up their differences. I'm seeing them over here going, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Black power over here, black power. I forgive you, my brother. I forgive you, my sister. I forgive you, my queen. I forgive you, my king. That's what we're hearing. And that's what this goddamn white man don't want to hear. And that's what I demand to hear. Out here in the hells of America, I want to hear some black love and some black unity and some black power. Gotta have it. God bless you and black power. I turn it back over to Sheikh Imam Akbar. Good luck, and don't be the white man's nigga. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank you, brother and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and the Extremity Emeritus who have been, I mean, sharing with us those jewels to black revolution and in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad as we're on the front line and rolling up into Tulsa and other places. We are doing the thing that many black revolutionaries dreamed of, that they would be able to build and set up. And all of those neglected places that Dennis knows exactly what I'm talking about, all through Battle Creek and the small townships outside of Dearborn, Michigan, and all those places that the revolution touched down but didn't get black boots, sound, and black on the ground. As our Chairman Emeritus is telling us, the black man's
yes.
rise is the white man's demise. And it's
yes.
the destruction of a white globalization. And we are the ones that are charged, the righteous men and righteous women, that was even said by the original Panther Party, that it is the righteous that will go up against the wicked. And the Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Yahweh Elohim, the almighty God of the worlds of all systems of knowledge and science and logic,
yes.
has declared a victory for the righteous at this hour. Is that right, our Attorney General? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We have to declare that victory. Idaja and Nafsalahi Welfat Wada Eta Nasa wa yet kuluna feeding in la yakwaja. When the help comes from Allah, we must declare the victory. And we must carry them into the deen is not a Islamic, it's not a Hebrew, it's not a Christian, not a Jehovah Witness, not an agnostic. It's not a Jah Rastafari, but it is the dean of the Sopano at the Isle of all of the world, where he has brought the righteous against the wicked. And it's been promised a victory for us. And it's impossible, as Elijah Muhammad taught us, that the white man is absolutely quarrelsome and impossible to live with in peace. And the white man is not just a devil, but the devil himself will never be able to get along with the righteous. As Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us, that the white man's law, white law, is absolutely in direct conflict with black law. The black law, so teaches Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the black law uproots and overturns white law, and the black law becomes the law. It is the original law for the original black man, the original black woman, and it's the original law for all of our black children. We have so many of you online tonight. Thank you for joining us right here on Black Power Radio as we fire it up with Brother Dennis Knowles and all of those out there in Tidewater beats us every week with us. They're right here on the line, and you first in line. Queen Sheba, you got the right to say what you got to say to black and in line with us, free in the land. Whose land? Our land. How are we going to
free our land?
Queen Sheba out there, Black Power.
Black power, black power. Yeah, what I got to say tonight is what our chairman and medicine said, that's what we got to do. We got to show the white devil that we love one another, that we're going to say black power, assalamu alaikum, and we're not going to hurt one another, we're not going to fuss with one another, we're going to go to Oklahoma, and be there as a family. blood by blood, sister by sister, and brother by brother. That's what we're going to go there and do. We're going to go there as a big family that you, they're going to be so tight that you can't pull it apart. It's going to be like fire that water can't put it out. That's what we're going to go there as. And that's what we should continue to do. We should work on each other and learn to love one another. Get along. Tell the white man that he's wrong in his answer. Tell the white devil that what they think that we're going to do, we are not going to do. We are going to be like fire. Fire. You see, hot fire. That water won't be able to put it out. That's what we're going to be like.
My, my, my.
My, 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 my. Black power. Because, of course, you know,
black power, black power.
Black power.
All of those that are online with us, the white man has calculated that we will protest, that we will rally, and we will do this objection, that we will go to City Hall. But the white man has not calculated. This cracker has not calculated us bum rushing his cracker ass and taking our land back from a no good, low down, vicious enemy of ours, and taking our political prisoners back from a no good, low down, and a dirty white man. As we go down and pick up a 301 that's right on, I can predict this is Black Lightning because he's just in the order. I'm going sequential order to Black Lightning in D.C. Black Power is welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamualaikum, Black Power, brother. Black Power.
Alaikum salam, Black Power, sir. Black Power, Queen Mother, he out there, Dennis Knowles, Chairman Emeritus. It's time. It's time to, this is what we've been working for. So I agree with Chairman Emeritus, brother, our war general, our attorney of war, Malik Zulu Shabazz, when he said, we have to bring it all together now because the enemy is watching and they are patting us on the back every time we do their work for them. A lot of that stuff is just psychological warfare. Hell, they put it out there. We believe it, so we start looking. You'd be like, there's a needle in that haystack. Ain't no goddamn needle in the haystack. First of all, they got us looking for shit that we ain't even there. Excuse my language. All the queen mothers out there, excuse my language. Sometimes there just ain't no needle in the haystack. But we scared to jump on the haystack. And now if 1,000 of us jump on the haystack and start jumping up and down and stomping, we're going to find out when it's stomped completely to the ground that there ain't no needle. But and with that in mind, with that said, when we have that many troops and that many soldiers and that many concerned black people walking into Tulsa to commemorate Black Wall Street and the Black Holocaust, should I call it, the Black Holocaust of massacring our people. Because, see, our people came in there with briefcases and law degrees and banks and businesses, and they weren't coming to fight. They were coming to build. So, you know, they weren't ready for that. But when we come down there, we ain't bringing briefcases. We got law degrees, I'm sure, with Brother Shabazz to keep us out of hot water. But we ain't coming to lay down. We ain't coming to where I came from. We got a saying: don't start no mess, won't be none.
No.
So some of our people are still. Some of our people seem like they still got a little. A little nervousness about it. But let me tell you like this. If we say we're going to burn some shit down, it's not going to be a metaphor. It's going to be some goddamn Molotov cocktails off the rooftops. But we ain't coming to do that. And we're not bringing a bunch of kids. We're not going to bring a bunch of kids. A bunch of kids are going to come, of course, but on the front line are going to be some bona fide real soldiers, like out of the straight out of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, Fred Hampton Gun Club, the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. And we ain't joking, and all of our people know how to shoot. We don't have to go to the range and say, oh, what do you do here? Hell, if the shit jammed, I'm not even going to look down. I'm just going to drop it, pop it, and lock it and cock it. Boom. You know? I don't want to be too out of hand, but I'm just saying, when we get down there, we got our people's back all the way there, all the way back, and the people already down there, and we're going to stand up for Black Wall Street being shut down by the blowdown. Those were the devils. Those were the real devils. When they say they're going to kill all those innocent people like that, so we're not going to stand down. We're going to stand up. So everybody with me, standing up, we need some funds to get down there. This is serious time. On that dollar sign, 77 Bakers. 77 Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, capital letters. So we're going to need some gas. We're going to need some tolls. We're going to need vehicles. We're going to need everybody's support. We need everybody, every black man, woman, and child in the hells and the smells of North America need to make it to Tulsa on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of this month. And black that call, Black Power.
Black Power.
And thank you, Brother Black Lightning, for bringing it strong out of West Virginia, D.C., and everywhere in that Mid-Atlantic region. You were about to say something that Mr. Knows, our brother attorney. Which one was on that?
That was Brother Dennis Knows. I want to say that the chairman really encapsulated what the mission is. I could not have been more honored than to hear that encapsulation of where we're at right now in this day and time, not looking backwards, but moving forward, that we begin to address each other with respect and dignity. No matter what our imperfections are, we got to know that we got to love one another, because no one will love us like we need to. We must move in lockstep. The chairman said something so profound. I was just talking about this today, that when the Panther moves lockstep in one area of the nation, the Panthers need to be moving in the same lockstep across the country in another part of the nation at one time. No longer do we beg a cracker for nothing. It is now a demand for our lives. I tell you, the chairman spelled it out more, I tell you, so prolifically. I want to give the chairman emeritus, and I did not do that at first, so I humbly apologize. The most humble and gracious honor that a man could give a man, because you are so profound, my brother. I'm just grateful to be online with you and lockstep with all the Panthers on this line tonight. Queen Mother Kashiba, Mama Da, Akbar, and I can name numerous, Queen Chuma, all of us. I can see that. I can feel it in my bones that we're moving in an energy and a power that cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped today. If we think for one moment, if you have to think that you wonder what it is, you need to step back, because we're moving in like a steamroller. This is not going to be a joke, and it's not a joke. I love the way the chairman produced what he produced. I mean, he said it with such heart and with such character, and it meant something for all of us. Put on that coat. We need to put on the same coat Chairman Emeritus is wearing right now, because our babies' lives, our babies need to look up and see men and women. Our babies need to look up and be proud. We need to quit giving our kids to the kidnap system of CPS and DHS and all them other S's, because they mean us nothing but death and destruction, and the devil need to be dead. A devil need to die. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. And as Dennis, Brother Dennis knows, our comrade brother in Michigan and the Chairman Emeritus and Attorney General, Malik Zulu Shabazz, is telling you straight up, the white man has nothing to offer you at this hour. He cannot even help himself. He was at the mercy of just a few thousand white nationalists that bomb rushed his capital. He cannot even help himself. There's no way he can help black people at this hour. We can't look to him for any advice, for any handouts, any standouts. We can't look to this cracker for anything. We must stand up and do this for ourselves. And that means to take our freedom and manage it in our hands. Take the justice that's been prophesied and manage it for ourselves. Take the equality and get some equal distribution of equality among black people, and then we can stand and be a man or a full and complete woman at this hour. As we got New York, New York, all of you all online, just going to do some reaching out for our brothers and sisters as we go to New York and spice it up a little bit at the 646. Brother Cabran, I believe, is in New York. We light
black
it up,
power.
Cabran, right here. Black power. Talk black to us. On the
black power, black power.
Take the land back, taking our freedom, and get to Tulsa. Black power.
Black power, black power. It's Quran. Today, we was out in Brooklyn, again, promoting the 100-year anniversary of Black Wall Street and the trip that we're going to take down there. We sold some, you know, black soap, incense, chew sticks, you know, just to get our way down there, and that's the way we're trying to get, that's the way we're going to get down there, by putting our tables up, putting the word out, putting our boots on the ground, and letting the black people know that this is the 100 year that we, as black people that were in Greenwood, in Tulsa, this is the 100 year that they murdered many of our people that were successful business owners, entrepreneurs, maybe even millionaires. You know there's some millionaires out there. So, you know, we want to give our people something to look up to when we come back with pictures and videos so they can know that shit was real. It was real.
Are you hungry?
That's right. The black boots on the ground. Black power.
We want to come over
here for
me. Black power.
Don't bomb everyone at one time, but we want you to give as generously as you can at $77Bakers, all capital letters. Again, for the numerical and the alpha, numerically pure at heart, at $77Bakers, that's B-A-K-E-R-S. As many of you are piling on the line right now, still call your buddies because you still may get a chance to get on at 646-478-4447. Again, call your friends, the defense setters, call even somebody that may have thought was your enemy, but you still kept the phone number, and call 646-478-4447. Again, for those strictly numerically pure at heart, 646-478-4447, and you will be likewise live on Black Power Radio as the callers are coming in. Thank you, Brother Cabran, straight out of New York City, and he's bringing a bus from New York to Tulsa, and that's like saying
yes,
Black Power,
Black
Power.
Power.
Black
yes,
Power,
Black Power.
And all of the New Yorkers there that are on standby, and they'll count down, a serious countdown, coming on into Tulsa, Oklahoma, as we'll arrive there shortly ourselves. We're going to go ahead and pick up Texas is on the line. Texas at 832, at 832, at 483, at 832-483. You're live on Black Power Radio from Texas. Go ahead. Okay. Got us again from Texas at 832-483. You're live on Black Power Radio. I don't know if they can pick up. I'll be certain that they can.
Yes,
if 832-832-483, you're live on Black Power Radio. Okay, as we're moving, we're on the move, picking up a 312. We're trying to for 312 at 536. At 312-536, you're live on Black Power Radio. Talk black to us. And I got a host of 757 Tidewaters lit it up tonight, literally. Just lit tonight. But go ahead and talk black to us at 312-536 in sequential order. You're live on Black Power Radio. Again, we're at $77Bakers for all of those numerically pure at heart at $77Bakers. And that's for the alpha numerically
Pure at Heart at the Cash App sign. Go right up on there and drop it like it's hot. Give as generously as you possibly can to Black Power Radio to keep this network and this station called Black Power Radio on the airwaves.
Brother,
we're rolling up.
Brother Akbar,
okay, go.
Brother Akbar, I've got a question as a co-host. I got a question for you pertaining to the politics of this nation. What is it in a vote that has won us anything? What is it in legislation, in your mind, has won us anything ever since you've been in well, even before you became a nationalist, a black nationalist, a Panther? What is it that has really worked for us by way of what the white man has asked us to do to get it to work, if ever?
Beloved brother, I will be honest with you. I have been able to live on this earth about 70 years, and I'm here to explain to you clearly the history of America as no other black man that I know of that's in my association, let's say. And I still must take the banner of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. There has been absolutely no benefit in working legislation with the white man. Each time we fulfill something in that legislation, they'll move the goalposts. Typical example, they signed off the Emancipation Proclamation, and there was a certain amount of freedom that was supposed to have been guaranteed. That freedom has never been won. We have never found freedom in America. We've never found any paperwork of voters' rights. They are taking state by state, taking the goddamn voters' rights back. A constitutional right. The white man doesn't care anything about a constitutional right, an inalienable right. First of all, Cracker, you got to be right with a Bill of Rights. Even Frederick Douglass, in the weakest of faith, rejected those Bill of Rights. He rejected the constitutional rights. He went all the way down and rejected the Declaration of Independence. And he said, that's your independence, Cracker. And we're not free. And he said, until all of us are free, not one of us is free. And I feel just like Frederick Douglass. I'm going to take my freedom back from a no-good, low-down, vicious white man. When the white man swung that whip for the last time, oh, my. Frederick Douglass caught that whip in the midair and took the whip from a vicious slave master. And he began to whip his master. Is that right, with that whip? And he took his freedom from a vicious, no-good, low-down, dirty white man. And he took that freedom and managed it for himself. And he still has the best overlook in Washington, D.C. right now. He has the most strategic spot in Washington, D.C. He is superior to the white, because he looks down on the White House. He looks down on the Capitol. In fact, he looks down on the view of the whole complete city and most of the metropolitan area from that home of Frederick Douglass. It is geographically, strategically, and isometrically located on top of the hill. That's the real Capitol Hill, is the home of Frederick Douglass. Once you study your history and become comprehensive with that history, he spelled out there was no right. He took the opportunity and became a United Ambassador to Jamaica and began to travel the world. And they told Frederick Douglass, you go away from here, you better not come back. And Frederick Douglass said, I can't wait to get back. And I'm here to tell you one thing straight up and down, that he walked and spoke in total defiance of the white man, his whole history. And there were still people that called themselves slaves all around him. And he didn't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. He was in it to win it, just like a Khalid Muhammad lieutenant. And he told him back in the day, fuck a hook-nosed cracker standing in the U.S. Senate. You must take the freedom, brother and sister, and manage it in your own hands. And we must do it. We must end the unethical practice of police brutality. This is our quest, our challenge. As we're about to go to Florida. But that's a part answer to your question. Somebody else can completely answer that question.
I appreciate that answer, my brother. Black power.
Yes. Well, black power, because you come here for black power. This is why we've come tonight. All praise is due to Allah. Black power. As we go to 904, we're back in Florida. We're black in Florida. Talk black to us in Florida. 904-802. You're live with our co-host Dennis Knowles and others in the Black Power Nation. from the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our attorney general, our chairman emeritus, our guide and knowledge base in the Book of Khaled, one who is able-bodied freedom fighter at this hour, our honorable attorney, the Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Lightning, and a host of Tidewater all around you. So talk black to us, Florida. I see you there, lit up, Florida. Come on and talk black to us, 904-802. You're live. Black Power?
Well, Brother Akbar, this is your brother, your friend. You should already know my voice. You should already know who I am.
Oh, my.
But to follow
man,
the question of what
so
my brother... To follow the question, what the brother said, what vote has ever bring us significance? I just want to, I remember when Dr. Carter stood on TV and said, you always going to have some black person that's a gyrating, bootlicking coon. And the motherfucker that I'm finna bash today on this line is Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who blatantly came out of his mouth as a black man who said that we need to shut up about America being racist because it's not racist. First of all, Toby, if America ain't racist, why in the hell you come from Section 8 apartments and have to stand in the line just to get a pair of tennis shoes while a white man going there freely? You tell me how you came from humble beginners living in the state of South Carolina where the Confederacy was the highest percentage in that state. You have the nerve to tell us to shut up. The audacity, just because you's a bootlicking, jot-rating coon, you have the audacity to tell us to shut up about racism when you experienced it your damn self, and then you have the audacity to present this lopsided police bill that ain't even worth the paper it's fucking printed on. But nevertheless, I need everybody in the state of Florida to come to Jacksonville because we finna get ready to rock. We got a black woman that's finna run for sheriff here in Jacksonville, Florida. I need all the help we gonna get.
Yes, sir. My. That's great, Jaquan. We admire the work. We were in Jacksonville a few days ago. I'm sorry we missed you while we were there, but we were able to team up and get some work in with Brother Natala and Brother James Muhammad, Brother Bakal Muhammad, and all that whole wrecking crew was there and at the meeting spot, and we rolled with it for a minute, and we show so much love in Jacksonville, and we're thanking you, Brother for being a cornerstone.
Brother.
Black Power.
Black Power, the brother out of Florida. I got a question for you because you got a
yes.
You got a devil for the governor. The devil named DeSantis. Can you tell us about, can you tell us right here in the listening audience what the new laws of protesting are, what the new laws for voting are, the sign bill that we did on last Friday that is so damning to let us all know that voting don't mean nothing, but go ahead, brother. Can you tell us these laws that have been just
presented? First of all, the lie is, first of all, let me just say that Ron DeSantis' days are numbered in Florida. And this bill that he presented, we got to have voter ID. We have to have certain qualifications just to vote. And then our Democratic chairman here in Jacksonville met with a Republican to try to redistrict our community, and we're asking him to step down. And he signed a bill saying in Florida, protesting is a felony, and he giving crackers the ability to shoot us when we are loop and all these other things. So DeSantis is nimble. DeSantis is nothing but a fucking crisis to us. He has done nothing for jobs, nothing for security. Brother, when I tell you that in the state of Florida, a policeman has never been convicted of any type of killing of a young black man, even in my city, no one has been convicted. We have a female Republican attorney general. Everything that's in Jacksonville, even from our state house to Washington, D.C.
You're talking about Catherine Fernandez Rundle. Go ahead. Catherine Fernandez Rundle, and I recall her because when I lived in Florida, I was at the funeral of 21
young black men in Miami, Florida. I went to so many funerals. All I could do was just stay stunned. You grew numb to watch those mothers' death of their young black men being murdered by police. And then you were
really?
Tell me about right. And then they really? Talked about some civilian that amounted to nothing. So what we're saying and what you're saying, nation, as the chairman emeritus stated, means nothing. Nothing. There's no appeasement. There's false hope and a false step.
Really,
right now,
because of really because of the big lie, black people, they're trying to take black people out of voting, and we have to really get Georgia rocking because Raphael Warnock has to come back up for re-election, even though he beat that no good ass segregationist Leffler or whatever her goddamn name is, but in the state. In the city of Jacksonville, no policeman has been convicted of any crime. Ashley Moody has done nothing as the Attorney General of Florida. So if anybody that's from Florida and would like to come and become the Attorney General, please come. But I tell you this, if any of you have any type of law degree or served in any type of or past litigation on anything and you come to Florida, just know you better come correct and you better come to work.
You I got
to
another spin.
You better
got,
be
you
ready
another,
to work.
I got another spin on that. Here's my spin. Warnock, you need to join the new Black Panther Party. Anybody black up in the Congress or in the Senate, everybody but Tim Scott, like Cori Bush, you need to join the new Black Panther Party. You need to step out because they're never, ever going to give you your hopes and your dreams, even though you're passionate about what your feelings are about what's going on with your people. The white man will never, never be subservient to us. He will never, ever put himself in a position where he seems like he's really giving in. This wicked beast is dying, as the chairman emeritus stated, and he wants to take anybody with him. He will kill this planet. He will kill this planet. Not to let you and me have anything on this planet. My point being is we got to get armed. My point being, in Florida, when they come up with a gun, you come up with a gun. When they come up with a group, you come up with a group. Black nationalism is a reality. This war is real. They will never stop killing us. We got to kill or be killed. That's where we at today. Black power.
Oh, that's the
black
code
power.
In the streets, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
It's either kill or be killed.
Tulsa, and this is what it's all about. That many, many out there on the fulfillment decoy pushing buttons that will cause us to be distracted from our mission of making Florida, or making Tulsa, Oklahoma, a success. But we're not distracted by the deceivers because we are believers in the Black Revolution. We're fighters. We are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam or none of his imps or none of his pimps and none of his blimps. We just don't give a damn about Uncle Sam. But we love
say
black
it.
People. We're working for the establishment of freedom, justice, and equality for black people. At this hour, for Black Power. Is that Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power and a strong Black
love brother. That brother. Love
the
that
black
brother out of Florida.
Yes. We're blacking
love that brother out of
the goddamn it, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And we're coming through Florida.
Yes.
We're scooping them up in Florida, bringing them to Tulsa. Scooping them up in the Midwest, all through Minneapolis, and all through Ohio right here where we are tonight. Oh, my. And we're rolling on up in some Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we don't give a damn about the criticism from the criticizers. The only thing that does is make us wiser. So I just say black power to that strong black nation. Got one more popping in here, right off the curb from Florida. Go ahead and give it up. Give it to us at 904-861. You're live from Florida right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power. This is Minister Mikel Muhammad down here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're live. We've had
I'm looking
from Florida tonight, New York. We got Mikel Muhammad coming to Tulsa and all of those out of the Central and Midwest and the East Coast because you know Brother Karan, he's bringing his troops a bus on in from New York to Tulsa. So talk black to us tonight, Brother Minister Mikhail Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. Black power.
As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam. Black power, giving all honor to the ancestors and the freedom fighters. And we can never forget the honorable, great, but late Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We are indeed his cubs. And so down here in Daytona Beach, I'm the keynote speaker at a Malcolm X festival, which is raising all types of opposition. And the Young Democratic Party of Volusia County said that I'm a Semite and a bigot, and I should not be allowed to speak at this festival that honors one of our great black princes. And therefore, we're working with Brother Rael Blight, who is the organizer. And we also have the support and the counsel of our Attorney General at Ward, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm looking forward to Saturday to raise the banner of black power and liberation.
Black power, black
and it
power.
Is our time, and we must unite. All black liberation organizations must come together for the common good of our people and our community. Black power, sir.
Black power. Black power.
Sir, we're so glad to share with you and Brother Natalon and all of that great group that you got organized there throughout Jacksonville. And we got so much love. We will return, Brother McCall. And we got you. I've heard through the, these are great vibes, but I've heard from you yourself that you will be in Tulsa on May 28th, 29th, and 30th. Is that right, Black Power?
Yes, sir. Black Power, sir.
Black Power, sir. So we're going to be happy
Black
to meet and greet and receive our beloved Minister Mikhail Muhammad and all of his troops and those that are showing love from Florida all the way to Georgia, throughout all of that South Carolina, North Carolina, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and the surrounding states, all through Texas. Going to be right there with Omar Wiley and all of those, Fred Happ, Geronimo Price, and all of those good black brothers that are working for black revolution at this hour. We'll be organizing strongly in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black power?
Black power.
I want to say something to the brother, too. You keep doing what you're doing, brother, no matter what, because you know what? The scales will fall off the eyes of the blind. Our brothers and sisters will wake up once they find out whatever formula the trick gave them and they discover that it does not work. They will clamor to the truth. The truth is the only thing that will set us free. The movement, we need self-defense, determination. It's a spiritual war. It's going to be a physical war. Don't make no mistake about it. And you right there in the fray. You stand strong, brother. You stand strong, black man. You're a powerful black man doing what is right in the sight of the Father that we do serve. Now I tell you, black power, I'm proud of you, brother.
Well, thank you, brother. Keep us in prayer. We're going to get the victory. As I have stated, this is a new black man, and we're raising a new black nation, so I'm just honored to be part of the solution, and I'll continue to do my part in elevating the masses of black people. Black power, freedom of death, sir.
And listen to the chairman. The chairman emeritus is the man who is seen with the vision. That brother, man, I cannot say, at one point I was wondering, but the more I listen to the wisdom that comes out of that brother's mouth, that brother is the man. That brother is God sent. That brother speaking the plain truth. Everything that we're talking about tonight evolves around what the chairman emeritus is speaking on. I'm speaking of Malik Zulu Shabazz. He is the leader, and we are the ones being led because he's imparting on us that we are all leaders. There's not just one leader. We're all leaders, and we're all in this war together. We're right there with you in Florida, my brother. Black power.
Well, brother, I thank you, and I definitely thank the ancestors for him. He is one of the mentors that helped raise me, gave me a platform, and I'm ever grateful to the Most High and the ancestors to be a student up under the master teacher, the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and Attorney General Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, black power.
Black
power. Black power, black power. as you can see in all of the indicators that the Honorable Attorney General and the Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Sabah have been divinely prepared for the mission of fighting for the Black Revolution at this hour, for freedom, fighting to free from all forms of African Black plantation slavery, all form of Black psychosis, all forms of entanglement, and all forms of servitude, you know, of serfdom, and all of those concepts that point towards being a goddamn slave. We are completely free at this hour, brother and sister.
Brother Akbar, I got to say, Black Power, Brother Akbar, I heard the chairman say that we are our own cure. I heard the chairman say that tonight in so many words, our own cure. You cannot turn to the Chinese. You cannot turn to the white man. You cannot turn to any enemy for your cure. He's only meaning death and destruction. We are our cure, and our cure is to love one another, brother and sister, and be just that to one another, and then learn as we step our powerhouse. We're powerful. Black power.
Black power, black power. The indicators is that the yellow man has got his hands full. The white man has his hands full. The devil can't do anything to save the devil himself. He's too busy trying to save his own cracker ass. At this hour, we just have to say black power and just take our freedom. Take the justice. Take the
yes.
That those entities that are so sacred and precious, always written all over, past the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, write our own Declaration, our own Constitution, that won't resemble anything in the past. It'll be a new Constitution, a new black man. A new way
yes.
of doing things. Who street our street? Who, this is our land. And we'll make our own plan on our own land. And we'll be first to take this treaty. And we'll be first to uphold the treaty at this hour. The cracker was first to make a treaty. The cracker was first to break the treaty. But now we are first to make the treaty. And we are first to uphold that treaty. That we will free every
black
man and every black woman at this hour that want freedom. Those want to be a slave, then we may just have to put them down on the Harriet Tubman barometer and give them a test. If they fail, we have to put them down like a master puts down a Doberman that turned on the master, oh my. This is how we have to go at this time. With the right vision, the right strategy, and the concept of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and it's written right in the book as it has been written. So shall it come to pass. And the book of Khalid, the pens have been lifted and the pages have been sealed down. That is the black manual, the black Bible, the black Quran, the black gospel, the black Torah, the black Injil, the black book for all black activists, all black Panthers, all black freedom fighters at this hour, local, national, and international warriors. They must get the book of Khalid. And know how to fight the powers that have put themselves in a corporation against the righteous. The righteous will win against this U.S. corporation. Oh, they said that the colonizers had no sharpshooters to shoot bloody brick, and the colonizers had no navy to blast black at the bloody brick. But they didn't give a damn about a sharpshooter. They didn't give a damn about
yes.
not having no Navy. They just shot them because this Elton John, the gay faggot, told you he shot him right between the goddamn eyes. And I'm here to tell you, when you aim straight on, but Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad teaches us to aim straight and shoot straight. And make sure you strike your enemy when you shoot. Oh, my. You must take aim
at
this hour for your freedom, justice, and equality. You must have a rifle on your shoulder blade. You must have a pistol grip in your right hand, black man. And then now we can talk about ending us some police brutality at this hour. So black power, and a strong black military. We're trying again at that Tidewater area code 757-997. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us. Talk black at 757.
Yes. Yeah.
Go right ahead. Talk loud and talk loud.
Black power.
Give us the name of where you're calling from. Black Power.
Black Power.
My name is Brother Charles from Norfolk.
Go right here, Brother Charles. Speak, my brother.
Well, I'm listening to the messages going forth. I won't be able to make it to the Oklahoma trip due to my situation. But I hope, you know what I mean, that everything go according to plan and that y'all represent for the family.
Brother Charles, this is Brother Dennis. Can I say something? I'm going to tell you why I love you, brother. Your heart is in the right place at all times. Every time I've heard you come on Black Power Radio, you have spoken correctly. You have a heart for the people. You have a heart and a mind for youth. You have a heart and a mind for our sisters. And you are a protector. You're a strong black man, my brother. We need you. We need you strong as you are. And I want to just tell you, man, I have a lot of appreciation for you, black man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother, man. And then vice versa.
Black power.
Black power.
We love you so much. Charles always holding the line for the righteous revolution. When I'm with him with the black and the brown with the black boots on the ground, we always have high respect for Brother Charles for doing the right thing and basically being where the fuck you're supposed to be at and doing what the fuck you got to do to get the job did. And this man is a worker and always working to refine the revolution all over Tidewater, up and down Norfolk, Portsmouth, Newport News, Suffolk, Virginia, all in the small places, Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, Newport News, Hampton, all up and down Pocosin, Williamsburg, all in York, where they stopped the so-called Revolutionary War, a crackers revolution. It might be the place we have to spark black revolution right there in the same spot, because crackers not backing down from seeking to make a slavery 100%. Is that right, Brother Charles?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He and I grew up there. We know it live. Is that right, Brother Charles? And how he runs his shipyard and his can and distillery, how he runs his Budweiser and all of his different businesses, the Rockefeller Foundation and U.S. Navy, Army, the Air Force, Marine, all of them run their military, Fort Hughes and Langley, all of those little bases in between, the Naval Weapons Station, the Cheatham Annex, and all of those places that store up weapons of mass destruction to go against their so-called enemies. But don't put a past it. Brother and sister, if the cracker get pissed, he'll turn those weapons on us. But I don't give
Tell
a
it.
Damn about a cracker and his goddamn weapons. This is our goddamn. And we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Is that Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. We are the enemy for the simple fact that they fear us in their own backyard. That's what they've been trying to prevent for the past couple of centuries. Us going to war with them, going to war with nobody, war with somebody else.
Yeah, well, we know what we got to do at this hour, brother, is to use every stratagem of war from the ancestors against our open and our vicious enemy of ours, and that's Black Power, right, brother? Right, Black Power.
Black power.
By any means necessary.
That's right. Use every means necessary to bring about black revolution by means necessary. As we pull up some Ohio, is coming on the line. We got to say Ohio at the 614 at 625. Ohio, you ready? Black with me in the state of Ohio. Black Power. And welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. 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 Coming to Ohio. Mama Doublet and Shabazz.
Black Power, welcome.
Black Power, sister.
What's going on in Columbus? What's going on in Columbus? Tell us.
Well, Columbus, Ohio, May the 15th, 3,000 block of Legion Lane, Love Thy Neighbor event on Micaiah Bryant Street, as well as join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Face painting, bouncing house, Love Thy Neighbor, Knock on the Door, come together, Fall for the Children, members of Makai Bryant as well. Not only that, today we're going to do, we're going to keep doing the Tilly every other month on Makai Street.
Can I ask you a question? Because it sounds like we're doing a grooming purpose on Micaiah Bryant Street, which is going to spread throughout. We're going to do what with regards to letting the people know what, how valuable they are, how we all are valuable? What's our intent there in Columbus? What are we going to get out of that?
We get out of that, like you said, Brother Dennis, how valuable we are, how we should come together as one, love ourselves as first, we can love others. We cannot love nobody, we can love ourselves. So we come together as one in on Micaiah Street.
You got your grandsons involved. I want to let everybody know, I got to. She's got three grandsons that look like Malcolm X. They've been dressing up every day, spreading the word of the new Black Panther Party on Micaiah Bryant Street and in the churches and in the stores. These young black cubs that are the grandchildren of Valencia Shabazz are going to be great men in this war. And these are our futures. Can you tell us more about that grooming process that we're looking for out of the event that we're going to do on Saturday? We're looking to do what? We're going to get cubs and what else?
Oh, the capital city will get big, slowly will get big as we speak. I recruited my three grandsons, King, Dayquil, and Muhammad. Some more people, but I'm starting with my grandsons. And I put my grandson under the wing of a black man in the church that is strongly supporting me and my babies. The whole church supports the Black Panther Party for Columbus, Ohio chapter. Like his wife and him supporting us. I keep my grandson in suit every day. They got to look like Farrakhan and Malcolm X to me. I also ran to some brothers, Charities of the Nation of Islam brothers that know me. Also, they took pictures of my grandson. My nation of brothers that come from Ohio.
Can I mention your dynamic?
Yes, ma'am.
Mama Da has no problem with saying fuck the police in front of the police. Mama Da has no problem with slapping a damn cop. Mama Da don't have that fear. She shows most people what it means to be a man, a black woman, and a black man. She has no problem with going out every day she hits the ground, just like Sister Janae, just like Sister Tuma, just like all of our great sisters, like Queen Katiba. Our black women are powerful black women, raising powerful black men in this nation, getting them prepared for the self-defense that we need in the war that we're fighting, and I'm so proud that I'll be standing with her on this Saturday in Columbus, Ohio, trying to be discussing. Somebody got something in that background. Can you mute that? We'll be discussing the fault of the community and the fault of the system. We'll be breaking it down this weekend so everybody can own our own responsibility and then begin to create that love and watching out for Miss Millie, watching out for Mr. Johnny, watching out in the hood for the little kids when they get on that school bus. Nothing happens to our block. That's what we'll be doing this weekend. Black Power. Did I say that right, Mama?
Black Power, Brother Dennis, she did.
Black Power.
Those who say about how do we treat the best our man? Yeah.
Yes.
We free our land. We're not freeing ourselves. We got to free ourselves and love ourselves. We free our land. Why don't we be mad at you for it? Free land together. Never these doors. Love thy neighbor as we love thyself. That's what we're doing. May 15th, 2021. I'm going to keep on pushing every month, hitting the street every day. I got these like 60 to 700 numbers. Phone numbers. I didn't have no chips to no names to it. Because I'm so busy like that in Columbus, Ohio. When you come to Columbus, Ohio, you'll see how busy this black woman is. Not only here, I can travel anywhere. That's how God got me. because I ask my father. I ask my father for it, I get it. My work is not done in vain. I love my people. I love my children. Not only about that, we need a black civil fifth class for these babies. So it'll be no missing children. It'll be missing adults trying to miss children.
All right, I'm going to tell on you now. I got to tell on you now, Mama Dot, real quick, y'all. One night we was on a broadcast, right? And on this broadcast, Mama Dot would have been working so hard that day, hitting the streets, beating on the doors, pulling in new cubs. She went, they pulled up her number so that she could speak. And all we got was somebody cutting trees. I said, somebody playing a prank. And I said, I figured it out. I said, Mama, I was so tired. She had gone to sleep from working hard all day. And that's what we got to do out here, folks. We got to put a boots on the ground and make this our lifestyle. Make this a lockstep harmony as you're doing up in Tulsa, as you're doing down in Tidewater, as you're doing down in Florida, as you're doing up in New York. This is black power. This is that fear that the cracker fears. I guarantee you, I've seen it, and you can attest to it. I know the chairman has seen it, and most of you all on this phone. When you look a cracker in the eye and you telling the truth, that cracker will flee. The devil can't stand the truth. He can't take the truth. He can't handle the truth. Boom, shakalaka, like a cracker. Black power. I'm loving it. I'm loving what we're doing. I'm loving it, Brother Akbar. I'm loving it that we are all, I hear so much harmony tonight. And this power and this urge and this surge has got to keep growing. We got to groom our kids like this. Them brothers, them young brothers, when they speak to me on the phone, they don't say, Mr. Dennis, they say, yes, sir. No, sir. They're being disciplined. We got to move in a discipline. Everything we do has to be in lockstep. We will win this war. That cracker is afraid. That cracker cannot handle what we're putting out, y'all. You got to know that in your heart. You got to know that in your mind. You got to know that in your spirit. God got your back. God got this thing. No cracker can handle it. I don't care how intelligent they want to pretend that they are. They show you that they are fools at every turn. Every time they speak, they talk like babbling idiots. That's a cracker. That's what you're dealing with. A thing. A beast. And we just got to know that. I rest my case. If I was putting it on the floor. Black power. Black power?
Black power. Black power.
Yeah, black power. Brother Akbar, are you in? Wow, I wonder if the FBI had knocked us off, honey.
Right.
Let me call back in and call you right back up.
All right.
I love you, sis.
Thank you, Brother Dennis.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power. We're sorry for the technical difficulty, and we hope that you all were patient throughout it all. And as we move on into Black Power Radio and get everybody black online, you're black on, beloved. Let's see if we can get it black with Dennis Knowles. I'm trying to pick him up now. And I just saw it. I don't know how it disappeared. Something happened that it dropped. Hope he calls right black in. And again, those that have been so patient throughout this whole evening, we had a couple of 646 numbers and some others that were out there that we lost our connection, and we just gained it back or black. But we have been just so overwhelmed by the great callers and the great support for Tulsa, the great support for the New Black Panther Party, the great recruitment efforts that are coast to coast and throughout. And we hope that everyone will continue to roll and rumble with us. And
Don't stiff stop or stumble, and don't stop the rumble, because we already understand black power this hour, and a strong black revolution, and a strong black military to block that call. See if I can get Dennis Knowles back, if he'll call back in. I was just trying to get him black. Yeah, we lost our technical support for the network. As we kept it moving, we kept it moving. Black power, and a strong black military to actually block the call. Let's see if we got him back or black. Okay, did we pick him back up? 64, 67. And if we got, let's see if we can test the waters. Brother Dennis Knowles is back. Our co-host line is back up. Black power.
Hey, black power. Black power.
Black power.
Hey, listen. Don't get me to talking now. Don't get me to talking.
Okay. That's what we were just
boom, shakalaka, like a cracker.
Boom, shakalaka, like a cracker for just a second. Black power.
All right.
Let's keep it strong. And we have a strong support for Tulsa, a strong support for all the efforts that we've done in our recruitment efforts, in our building efforts, and everything is strong here at Black Power Radio, and it's strong throughout the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Absolutely, Black Power.
Black power. Mm-hmm. I think, brother, what happened, Brother Akbar, we made it too powerful for him, and the enemy struck.
That blew the circuit board out to know it's that powerful, that strong. We're too black and too strong at this hour.
Woo!
Black power.
Give me my coffee. That's black. Right. Give me my coffee black. Give me my coffee black.
That's right. No sugar, no cream. That's right. That's where we love our sisters, black and proud and strong. With no sugar,
sir.
No cream. They come pre-sweetened.
They keep us in
black.
Woo-wee.
Right. Yes,
I tell you what, brother. We back in Tulsa. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for all the people that have showed up tonight and have always shown up, you know, from Freddie to John Kimmett to Daryl to all the brothers and sisters that come in on Black Power Radio. Because we all, what
I'm
looking
I'm
at.
I'm going to drop it like it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to bring you some Fred Fairman up on your ride now.
Oh, my
Fred.
Goodness.
Black Power, we got Freddie Fred on this line. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Freddie.
All right, Black Power, y'all. What's happening out there? I'm listening to the show. The show is good again, like last night. But I'm going to tell you, Akbar is my main man. I'm going to tell y'all. And everybody on the panel is my people. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Lighten, you my main top man down there where you at. You're doing your good job down there. And like I said, I'm telling you, y'all, when y'all come down here to California again, we're going to go all the way around the Bay Area, and we're going to stop everybody who is in our traps. We're going to stop them. Because like I said, I'm getting tired. And like I said, we can't get justice like we wanted, because I'm telling you, the white man is trying to take our land. It's not going to happen. We're going to take our land back, and we're going to do it better like we did before. But like I said, every day I'm out here on my post. I'm from Southwest Philadelphia. And I'm going to tell y'all, when I was down there, I was doing the same thing with my dad. My dad raised me in the movement. And I'm always stand up for justice in Black Power Radio. And like I said, Akbar, I got something for you in a little bit. So like I said, I always going to say, we are going to be stronger than ever in the Black Panthers. Because like I said, everybody don't understand us. I don't give a damn. Because they don't know about us. They don't know. Because if they did know, they'll be with us. But see, the deal is, these people out here is listening to the white man, putting that drugs in their arm and all that crap. No, that's bad. But like I said, I'm always, the man who writes the books, I like this man a lot, you know what I mean? And like I said, he's a great man, and he's doing his job with his books and going around the United States. doing what he got to do. But like I said, we are going to be the top Black Power radio in the United States. We're not going to let nobody knock us down. And I'm going to tell y'all, troops, I'm in spirit everywhere y'all go. So this is Black to Black Power Radio with my man, Osborne.
And Black Lightning, this is Brother Deuce, man. Again, I want to give you my condolences on the transitioning of your mother, man. Yes, sir.
Likewise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Black
Lightning. Black Lightning is a strong soldier, and beautiful family, and we have centered up in the forgiveness for any shortcomings his mother may have had. But we ask the Most High God of all the worlds to receive her on the very highest level of the paradise that is possible. Oh, my.
Yes.
We send her love and the family and condolences to the family at this hour for Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My love you, Black Light.
Yes, sir. We love him so much. That's our personal security there with Brother Black Lightning. Brother Abdul Shakur, Brother Stephen Biko, Sister Janae, and all of those wonderful ones throughout that region, Brother Azriel and Brother Jelani, and just naming a few of those outstanding brothers and sisters. We have our brother Captain D and Brother Hassan, and the list just goes on. Brother Lieutenant Kyle and Sister Kenya, and it's just been so many produced out of the Washington metropolitan area that continue to hold high the banner for Black Revolution as the only solution that's going to help us to get Black Power, to get our Black freedom, justice, and equality, and a state of our own. We can take the land. This is what he's not anticipating, that we will bum rush this cracker and take our land back from a vicious, no-good, low-down, dirty white man. It has never meant us any good at any time, in any part of the relationship. Like you were alluding to earlier, I haven't seen anything come out of legislating and writing bills. And then every time you write the bill, they come into compliance, they move the goalposts. They had one with Oprah Winfrey was playing the woman that first just getting her voting right. And she went in and she mocked the test. They moved the goalposts. She'd read the test. They move the goalposts. She'd write the test and write it over and over again, and they move the goalposts. She had no intention of giving her the right to freedom to vote. And then once she got the right to vote, they go down to the courthouse and try new shenanigans, a new gimmick. Every 5 minutes, this cracker is a mastermind criminal, and every hour and a half, she plots a new gimmick, a new crime against Black people. Just get the hell out of the way of this cracker. Get away from this no-good, low-down, vicious devil.
Right.
That is every time he's going to move the goddamn goalpost. I don't care what he's doing or who he's crewing or who he's screwing. He is a master of deception.
Brother Arbaugh, did you...
No-good cracker chest.
Did you not say that devil is a criminal? Did you not say that devil is a rapist?
He's a mastermind criminal. I got the cat on my vest and the cat on my chest. You fuck with me, cracker, I'll put your cracker ass to rest. I don't have no problem in dealing with the white man. Dealing with the
Black Power.
He is of no consequence.
Black Power. Black Power.
No competition. And nothing I decide to do, the white man has never been any competition to me. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
From kindergarten to college, from college to knowledge. From this hour, Black and Black Power, Cracker has never been. He's never been.
Yes, sir.
And I'm damn sure ain't gonna let him beat me, Black Power.
Yes, Black Power.
Technology, his computers, his cars, computers construction, all the way down to cooking and cleaning and catering. He's never been able to match me in nothing I decided to do. Couldn't even beat me building ships and building his own weapons of mass destruction. Cracker's just nothing but a coward, just a old pink pale thing.
Yep.
Old cracker devil mouth, used to call him. Oh my. He is of no consequence to us. He can't help your brother and sister. The cracker can't even help himself at this hour. Oh, you got to wake up with Black Power. And you jump out of the shower, it's best you scream Black Power, because the white man has no power to help himself. And I know he can't help you. And nobody in my group, we're the cousin honorable, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, becoming swift and crisp right on the no good cracker behind. Everybody can say boom chaka like a cracker on that. That's
boom chaka like a cracker.
Boom,
yeah,
cracker.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good. That's right.
Like power on this cracker.
Boom chaka like a cracker.
Black power. That's right. We strong.
You know,
this devil. We exposed.
You know, Brother Akbar and Brother Lightning. You know, the Indian told us, the natives. I don't call them Indian. I take that back. The indigenous people said that he spoke with a forked tongue, said that when he came over to enslave the indigenous people here, he spoke with a forked tongue. He came in as a friend, and they found out real quick he was a snake. And so you know that he's a snake to him. You know what he is to me today. He's still killing off the native indigenous people. He's still killing off and exterminating black people here in America. Y'all, we got to quit standing for being exterminated and start doing some exterminating on our own. That's real talk.
That's right.
That's real talk.
Thank you.
Ain't no more bull crap. You can't stand. Yes, go ahead, Bubba.
Our beloved brother knows we want to give our brother opportunity, if he's still there with us, to give us a little prayer at this hour, if he still got it. Zaquan, you still in the mix to drop some of that good Jacksonville prayer down through here, if he's over there. But Zaquan,
I pray.
All right, let's drop it like it's hot, big brother. Black Power. He's
Black
off
Power.
To close with prayer. Whenever he joins us, we try to allow him to give a word of prayer so we help bring all our minds together in the righteous way in the name of the ancestors and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Yahweh Elohim, the name that you know of best for yourself, and the Jah Rastafari and any other name. If you call him Jesus the Christ, at this hour we're coming with the Almighty God, who originated the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Jaquan.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Yes.
It's easy there with us.
Yes. I would hope he is.
Once you close out with a word,
yes.
You can give us a word.
Well, Black Power?
Black Power, you still there with us, Jaquan?
Brother Jaquan, I think that when they knocked us off, brother, that they knocked him off, too. When they knocked us off, they knocked him off, too.
I thought Jaquan came back. He didn't come back? Brother,
I didn't
Jaquan,
hear, brother.
On Florida, are you there with us? Let me see if we push this button here and see if we can get him. Okay, we can get it. I don't know if we can get it or not. I mean, we're pushing every button but the right button. We push
let us get some prayer. We want to pray by ourselves. Get off the line.
I know Dennis Knowles got a prayer. And Jaquan can't get back up.
Yes, I have one. I want to say, Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, go ahead.
I definitely want to bring us into a peaceful spirit with ourselves as we move forward in this war that's being waged against us. Now we must wage war. We ask the Spirit to guide us as we go forth, but guide us as one force, one movement, one mindset, one spirit as we move forward. We're taking our children, we're taking our grandchildren, we're bringing up our ancestors in this most powerful moment in time that we're fighting. I'm asking that you bring love to love amongst one of us and to each of one of us towards one another as we do this. And genuine love. We must begin to love thy neighbor as thy love themselves. We must begin to look at Miss Millie down the block and care about Miss Millie. We must begin to look at our little children on the block and make sure that they're secured as they go safely. It's a safe passage in the neighborhood, in the community. We must begin to have the guidance of knowing what real self-defense means. Self-defense does not necessarily mean just
killing somebody or hurting somebody. Self-defense means protection. Self-defense means the humility, the honor, the integrity that we must give to each other. No matter what we look at a person as being and stage in life, give that person the most humble good morning, the most humble greeting. Teach us this. We ask for this. And then also make us more aware of all of our surroundings as we move forward in a day, because the enemy is there. You can feel this enemy. I don't care what you're doing in a day's time, but teach us how to deal with that enemy on an intelligent level. And if we do have to fight, let us take that enemy out. Give us the power. Give us the power. Give us the black power as we move forward in this war of wars. This is that year. This is that year. And when we hit Tulsa, we will know that we're in the spiritual war that God has made for us to fight and win. Black power.
Black power. Black power. And Amun Ra, Amun Ra, let it be said. Let it be accepted by the God of all the worlds and blessed by all of the ancestors. Amun Ra, Amun Ra. And we've said all we can say. We know our beloved brother who got specials all over the internet, all over television, all over CNN, and even the gay boy Don Lemon put some out on Marvin Gaye.
Our destiny. We owe it to us.
happy eternally.
One that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, cause though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains.
Bobby, but you'll never get a shot of it. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a shot of it. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed, then he shot him dead, bottling a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a soda. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause none of uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a soda.
Negative vibe, and if
if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing,
to live in. He gave